Okay, very good.
So I'm going to be speaking to a lot of people, so I might as well get used to it.
Yes, you may as well. And everybody already knows your number anyway, so it doesn't make any difference.
Yes, that's true.
So if I can, I'll get back and I'll try this number. If you're still there, fine. If you're not, well, then I'll talk to you in a little while, Rick.
Okay.
All right.
That's all right, Ron. We'll take a break and eat cookies.
I'd love to be there with you, only if you have some milk with them.
Anybody got milk?
Now, I would have liked to have known who was there, but I will get the opportunity at the next one to talk.
Yes, you certainly shall.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I have to take my opportunities where I can get them. You ones have been very patient in here. He has been living in an experience of wonderment for a long time. He's telling you his past. And to open up, he doesn't even understand to what. It's possibly even easier to understand alien presence because he's met them. He's had the privilege of going into, literally, one of the Arctic tunnels. He has been in the hangar with our craft. He has met ones who said they were from Orion. You see, you don't need to go through all of this, these machinations. Well, what does an Orion look like? What do you look like? You're looking for your reality and your confirmation. When all you really have to know is that God would never leave you without resource. And if you believe that your Creator would leave you without resource, then the adversary's already got you. It's time. It truly, truly is time for these changes to come about. And what should we do now? Should we go on with our meeting? Do you want to stop and have a little break? Input.
Break.
Michael's listening, but Michael was listening.
We can't have any. We're starving you.
Anymore. It would spoil you, wouldn't it?
That's right. Keep it going. You decide,
Commander. Does anybody want to vote?
It's Reese.
Let's have a break. Let's see if we know what to do with it. I don't know. Shall we let her have a break, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
She brought the cookies.
Go ahead and shout without you.
Bring him in.
Mostly it's quiet enough now. We can go ahead.
Well, when Michael gets back, we'll let him speak to this group. He needs some experience speaking and... You ones have bitten off a very, very big mouthful to chew.
he has returned.
I think that it would be appropriate, since I may let the other guys wake up in a minute and they may want the phone again. I really don't want a lynching in the, you know, in the police station, the jail, or the prison, especially of any of my team. On the other hand, it seems that in your realm of time, it's very important not to waste any of it. And it's a very dastardly way to have a lecture, to sit there with phone, you know, growing out of your ear. But this will give us one step up. And when we do hit the road, we hit it running. Share with us a little bit, Michael, what you have in mind. I know that you're planning to go and meet with ones. You've asked for support. And I don't like to be the wet blanket ever. But unfortunately, ones are a lot more interested in their opinion than they are in really getting out there and doing work. Mostly because they can't afford it, and number two, they don't really know what they're doing. We have to be very careful when we get someone willing to be a leader that they do not have to carry the whole burden.
Now, this will be the most incredible national teamwork that this country's ever experienced. If it's going to be accomplished, it will require the greatest harmony and teamwork we've ever done. The likes of which the world has never seen, in my perception. We are a small team right now, but very dedicated, very dynamic. Arizona is where this initiative began. It's an initiative to amend the state constitution with the refounding amendment, and it's applicable to all the state's constitutions. So that's how we're promoting it, and we have an initiative and petition forum we will make available to each and every state who has their firebrands who want to start up the process. We've gone out into the national level with the biggest organizations and individuals we could contact at this time to introduce it to them with a cover letter and giving them the whole package. And we are just out recruiting, basically, financial support for the National Refounders Empowerment Center Limited, which is going to be established all the way by next Friday, and we're looking for all those and who want to take up the banner and start initiatives or speak about this amendment and what it entails and what it will do. And I'm willing to speak with anyone in the country about it. It's going to be what we're seeing is a pretty much a national blitzkrieg, a spontaneous combustion kind of effect unilaterally across the land, which of course will reverberate around the world like the first shot heard around the world. This will probably be the last shot heard around the world. It should, and if it's successful, it will do the job totally. This is the kind of operation we're envisioning. I have, in my last few months, I've been introduced to the Patriot Network and been interfaced with it. I've been really astounded at how many people are awakening, are coalitioning together in various ways, are looking around for the answer, what are we going to do, and awakening at an amazing rate. And now I believe they're looking for harmony and something to rally around. We need a rallying point. I've also been made aware that there's a very large militia force across the land growing and organizing and et cetera. And they need this amendment most assuredly, because right now they're looking down the barrel of a gun and looking at it that way and up against the wall. They need a banner of legal, lawful, a legal, lawful instrument to rally around and see as a true way to refound, to reestablish our organic natural laws of our nation and get back to where we were and even finer than where we began. And they must have this in their hand. It is being interfaced around the militia of America right now. It's in a free flight state. I have no idea where it is. It's just out there traveling through hands, through people, through the mail, across the phones, across the faxes. I have no idea how fast and furious it's even growing. I suppose only God knows. And that's the way that's the way it should be. Because I really couldn't answer a lot of questions about that. And I don't think anybody could. So the ultimate espionage, I suppose you could call it, is going on in the inner planes with God. God works on the inner planes, and the adversary must work on the outer, because he does not have that resonance. He's at a great disadvantage and has to use tools and beams and pulses and all this nonsense to do his work, and money and guns and whatever. God works on the inner planes and can do things he can only dream about doing. As far as clandestine operations, the great creator can do anything with anyone at any time, anywhere. And this is the ultimate coup, because the adversary cannot possibly anticipate what will occur within the hearts and minds and souls of people. And that is where my ultimate faith does lay. I have bet my life on it, my fortune, my family, everything. And I've laid it all on the line. The only thing I ask from my countrymen is that they will vote, they will sign a petition and vote for this when it comes up. Beyond that, it's between them and God. But that's all I ask, and that's not a whole lot. If we had 100 million souls sign these petitions and vote for this amendment, you would see the ultimate total power of the Almighty Creator step in and put his great hand between us and destruction, and put his hand in ours and raise us back up home. That is what I feel in my heart and really know in my soul to be true. So that's kind of it in a thumbnail sketch. I can go on in great detail with any kind of questions you might have.
Well, I'd like to make a comment here while you have made that observation. This is the way that it happens. It doesn't happen with a gun, because there's not enough strength with a gun. It's going to have to happen through the Word. And I'm not talking about God's Word here. You have to share. You think that you're different this day, and yes, there are more complications and more technical disadvantages than there are advantages to efforting to start a new government. And you may as well consider it to be a new government that can possibly be structured along the lines that it should have been structured before, so that it could never fall apart. But once again, you put people to sleep and they don't protect what they have. They don't even know it's missing until it's gone. You're going to have to accomplish two things. One is to get it spread out there as the Word. Well, how are we going to do that? We've got a bunch of different little publications, and nobody wants to deal with an ET, and nobody wants to deal with that leader or that one. And, well, I heard that one beat his wife, and we go on and on and on. And then you have this paper or that paper, but they take every kind of an advertisement, whether it be good or bad, pro-democracy, it doesn't matter. You always end up, the plan is to make you end up at frazzled diversification rather than true unity. I don't even want ones to come rallying around some space commander. I've got my world. Everybody hear me. I've got my ship. I've got my place, my planet. I will participate because it will be necessary. But when I do, it will be as a brother working with you, not as your leader. Do you hear me? What we are doing is hopefully setting up a structure that will be useful as tools for you one. Without compromise, it's hard for these ones who have been battered and bashed and hit upon physically, mentally, every way you can, to go ahead and print some of these things that Ron Jackson's telling you in this paper. There had to come a moment of truth that says, I know I am protected or I would certainly be dead. And you've all in this area passed that. And each of you in your individual experience take a deep breath and say, well, I cannot not do it. I cannot not do it. I cannot live out the rest of my life and then on into infinity, which I now know exists, and not do it. So now we're to the point, where do we do it and how? And the reason that we started this paper in the first place, when we called it a Phoenix Express, then we called it the Liberator, we called it the Liberator because Dorma was Garrison. You know, I don't want to get into a lot of complications about who you were, because it basically doesn't matter a whit who you were, it's who you are. But I really put her through paces that some of you have not had to experience. And I had to go back all the way to Akhenaten with her because that was my co-worker in Egypt. Does that mean that none of the rest of you were there? Every damn one of you were there, or you wouldn't be here. So when you have a real, real attachment to a given time or place or space, sometimes it helps to say, well, Precious, you and I worked back here. And then this one makes more sense to you. And Dorma worked in the Civil War times as William Lloyd Garrison of the Liberator. And therefore, I've called on her again as a voice. Not to go like Joan of Arc with her flags and say, everybody rally around me. That's why we've even allowed this to happen, to take her reference even off the cover of the books. Your egos, if you're headed in the right direction, will prefer anonymity. Maybe it's because you can see the danger out there. And when I came to her and I said, it's time, and we need to spend the next 7 years at this, she burst out laughing because she does not believe in UFOs, she does not believe in aliens, and the only thing we've got going is that she does believe in God. So all this awakening has to take place. We've built a paper. It needs to be larger, even, And one say, but I can't read what I've got now. And you're spending a lot of time repeating something and telling someone's story. I also have to get readers. And Ron Jackson's escapades will pull in the readers. And the truth will keep them. And his knowledge of the players in this game surpasses anybody that you've met so far that are important to your survival and the accomplishment of this mission. You can go out there and offer a zillion new amendments. And you can even gather up your friends and get them to agree to sign a petition. But I'm telling you, until you know your enemy, you won't get anywhere. You'll be stopped everywhere. And you have to have a voice. And that's what we offer you. Contact may not have all that much subscription rate. I don't care. When you get ready to use that paper, it will be there and it will have a firm foundation and it is structured so that it can be a unifying force. And it doesn't have anything to do with ETs. It has everything to do with a reclamation of what is right for mankind. And probably most all of everything needs to be taken place somewhere else than here. Why am I doing this here? Many reasons. This will be a remnant town, if you will. Does that mean we're going to come in here and build a survival city? Yes, you will, but it will not appear to be that way. It's going to be good business. Anybody investing in it is going to do well. On the other hand, we will never do investing. We will never do business. We will never do corporations. We will never do anything the way it's been done because it's been incorrect. We will always work within the laws and we will make tracks. Then as you ones come into your thought processes and begin to put these things to paper, you will have the voice. And the reason that we do it this way, unattached to almost everything, and never getting out there and being the leader, rally around us, rally around here, rally here, come on, everybody with us. No. No. They will stop you. And they will close the paper and they will burn the buildings. You will represent continually a publication where you just print stuff. It's not real good for Ron, but all Rick and myself have to do is just say, oh, well, Ron Jackson said it. We don't take any responsibility for it.
You hear that, Ron?
Yes, I heard every word of it.
And yet it brings respect because we're not trying to run the world. And we have all of those misperceptions out there to overcome. Oh, I've heard about the contact with those ETs and those rip-off artists and that cult. That's why there's no group here either. When they come to investigate you, you don't have anything, you have some businesses, and once in a while you have a meeting like this. And when you learn to sit back and say, what in the world are you talking about, ETs? Because you see, the image conjured up are little grays running around plucking out navels and things. You've got to have a conduit. That's the incredible need for radio, television, motion pictures. And you've got to get out from under that incredible power of the dollar. This is why we've had to do it in a different way than Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer coming out here and making another motion picture studio. If you're going to go and give away your product to the Khazarians, that's the best way to do it. And they'll tell you, well, you can't do it without us. You want to bet? I don't want a mock-up of a spaceship in my seepapoo. I don't think you're sophisticated enough to make it right.
Right.
And until we can get some airwaves where people can listen, they'll listen if you can get to them. But do you think the FCC is going to just say, oh, we'll take this one, it blankets the world? Hardly. So even with a magnificent setup, you're still going to have to buy somebody else's station, and you're going to have to make your inroads gradually, and you're going to have to do it in such a way that you don't get killed. And that's why I would like Ron to agree with them to get out of there. Don't try to fight this entire battle alone. Don't give them the quarter that you're giving them by telling them what you're going to do.
I'm not going to, and I have to leave again. So,
good.
I will call you at 6:30.
What is he saying to me?
He's got an hour and a half.
I think he's saying he's calling Rick at 6:30.
Yes, and I'm leaving. I have to leave the phone. Somebody needs it.
Very good. We understand.
Thank you.
Bye, Ron.
Bye, Ron.
Bye. Talk to you later.
In love.
Bye-bye.
I'm gonna let you go back to your cookies. But not before Michael has a little bit more to say, and I kind of draw this to a close. I will not have another opportunity today to communicate with him in this way. We can do it at home, and I have done it this way. But you cannot imagine the incredible numbers of questions that he is just spieling off, and I can't answer them fast enough, and certainly not in a public forum. But he will be very comfortable with what we have discussed. He has somehow opened up. He knows he has great mission, and he thinks it's to get them. And yet to the committee, for instance, he holds a great deal of respect and loyalty. And you might think, well, how could you have any respect and any loyalty for a group that goes and sends you out there to tweak necks? Don't judge. That's your number one commission. Do not judge a man or being. You can judge actions. Oh, well, it really looks bad then. On that committee that he is talking about, there are two of your founding fathers. They are well over 200 years old.
Say what?
Say what?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Some of those dinosaurs.
Which ones?
Aha. Uh-huh. You to guess.
How they live for 200 years?
They're not from around these parts.
There is no reason for you to die, number one. Number two, they're not from you. There are extraterrestrials sitting on the committee that is called the Council of 12, which followed on to Majestic 12. And you'd be surprised who they are. I'm not going to reveal that information, and I would prefer that Ron not do that. I did not say they were from God. I did not say they were even from Pleiades.
That's right.
So you have to keep balance in everything that you do. That does not mean that they are particularly evil. Two of the Majestic 12 aliens were sanctioned because they changed. It is very hard to be an alien on your place. Most of the alien species, for instance, let's go back and look at, oh goodness, Mount Shasta, you know, where I'm supposed to give space rides for $1,200. In that base alone, we lost incredible numbers of our people to world. Because as they began to experience on world, on earth, world, they would get very forgetful and being in physical form, very enticed by whatever is going on. And I want to tell you, nice, innocent, beautiful little aliens on your place are really surprised at what goes on. And if you are left here for very long, our standard operating procedure was never to leave any alien brotherhood in service, in command, for longer than 6 months maximum. So we continually had and have turnover. Well, where does that person go if it doesn't die or whatever that it is being represented as? Well, most of them are representing themselves and they just move out of the area. Nobody notices. Whatever happened to Rick so-and-so? Whatever happened to Richard? Whatever happened to so-and-so? Oh, well, they moved down south. Where do you think they came up with all the clever nonsense on X-Files? Your government is the very best at losing people of anybody I know. You can go out there and they'll tell you you lost 120 men in all of the Gulf War. Panama was worse. Hardly anybody got killed. Look, we won. You won what? You went in for a political reason to protect. You kill off 10,000 civilians. Oh, hardly anybody got killed. Well, what about these mass graves? Oh, well, we don't know about those. Now, all right, we lost 20 men, 100 men, whatever they choose to tell you. And 100 people get a notice that your son was killed. But that's not what happens. Maybe 2,000 people get a notice that their son was killed. And then you get there to the ceremony and they're honoring 100 people. Guess what? Mommy thinks one of those was one of those 100. They hide everything right in front of your noses. For a long time, the adversary, like Butch Atchison and Reno, never took it seriously. The adversary didn't take contact seriously enough at the moment. We were a good conduit to get information. I don't want to shut down my computer or move my scribe because I don't want to go through the dangerous procedure of having them re-hook up the tapping mechanisms. I want them to know what I'm saying almost all the time. I don't like them knowing in advance so they can go keep Ron in another 3 months. So when I need to, I like to speak from that dwelling because I can shut down every iota of communication monitoring. Dorma loves it because in that brief little bit, you can just feel those tones peeling away, and suddenly, in the midst of chaos in your brain, is total silence. Total balance, total peace. And when one say, oh, well, Jay-Z Knight is a much better entertainer than that old broad, I want to tell you something. When any higher energy, especially of the godhood level, comes, it doesn't come booming through to blow out your eardrums. It doesn't dance around and make an idiot of you. The mind goes into complete and total instant balance, silence. And when we can understand this, is when we can really move. But you don't go out there trying to sell a hat on. You have to go to your brother and sell truth. Look, whether you like it or not, they did this. I'm telling you, you're going to be so disappointed. And yes, I've latched on to Ron because I touched him. I wanted him. He has experienced. This has been planned since eons of time. And I will protect the messages he brings forth. Because you're going to find that ones that you thought were pretty nice guys. Let's just pick one that you think over bad. I mean, we all know Bush has been a bad boy. Bush is an angelic ready to get his wings compared to that sweet little actor called Ronald Reagan. Well, we wouldn't have thought that he had that much clout. He didn't, but he was personally vile. Well, he seemed so sincere when he sang patriotic songs and printed all the flags. He was. Come on, this is his kingdom. And he thinks it's patriotism. Never underestimate what the mind is saying. He believed it. But the things a man did personally are unacceptable. Well, but you said that Bush did a lot of... Yes, I sure did, and he sure did. But somehow you can deal with greed and pride and all of these things in a brainwashed entity. And these things are going to come out. And when you find the ones that are going to be on those committees, it's going to shock you. Because you're going to know them. And you will not find them referred to in any other word than any other way than A this or B that or numbers. But they have names. And of course, your curiosity is more spiked by the possibilities of extraterrestrials and spacecraft and UFOs because they've covered it so much. Most of them are placed there to give you disinformation. But there's some you better listen to. I can name them on one hand, but there's some you better listen to. If you've got to listen to somebody and all of that mishmash about Groom Lake, Area 51, you better listen to Bob Lazar. I told you in Spacegate, I named some of them and I kicked them, you know. Cooper is disinformation. He's got more information. And I respect him more simply because he has witnessed some of the things he talks about, and he certainly is now getting into a movement of how to reclaim your Constitution or whatever. He's beginning to name names and do all these things. But he was set up as disinformation. But there were one or two in Spacegate who picked up the clues. You don't have royal hierarchy coming in from any of these outside places. I don't care who they are. Not little reticulums. I don't care from what planet or space in Orion or Sirius. If they can get to your place, they're advanced. And there is a perception that the little grays came to upgrade some way. They're physical beings. No. No. That is not true. But the small reticulums do and have served a purpose.
Excuse me, Commander. We have 30 clicks left, and we're in over 4 hours.
Then you can leave it off, or you can start another one.
Okay, I'll start another one. Thank you.
I'm not through. I'm finally getting to something everybody's interested in. Meanwhile, while we're waiting, let's all pray that Ron gets out so we can get our money.
Yeah.
We still have a few clicks left on the old tape.
Well, my intent here today is not to just wear you down to a frazzle. When this meeting got called for a Saturday, I realized it's inconvenient for a lot here who are trying to get on with life. But it was a time when I did know that whether Ron could be here or not, we could at least begin this introduction. And you can begin to move on into this next phase. And to move on into this next phase, you're going to have a little bit better understanding of your compatibility or camaraderie with those forces that will more and more and more be revealed. Why? Because it is the time of uncovering all their cover-ups. And they're not going to go down easily. And you're going to have to face it. And this is why command will back off more and more and more from your paper. It does not mean that you will not have more support. It simply means that you will not come under the gun of ridicule and denouncement because of such silliness. How many souls are lost because the preacher says, throw that in the garbage. It's evil. If you're not having to deal with whether or not you believe in extraterrestrials, the truth becomes the point. And when the confirmation comes from the truth, because of such silliness. How many souls are lost because the preacher says, throw that in the garbage. It's evil. If you're not having to deal with whether or not you believe in extraterrestrials, the truth becomes the point. And when the confirmation comes from the truth,